So I only have one dog on purpose. My blue heeler, you've seen him at Tailgate Talks before. Went all the way to Texas to get him. A couple weeks after that, old tough man showed up. Someone dumped him on our road and he picked us. And so, best dog ever. And then a little time after that, a couple more pups showed up at our house. And one of them is still there. And we call her Sissy. Don't know a lot about her background. We just know that she's a sweet dog and she's huge and she's still growing. So, but that's that. I want to talk to you a little bit about Sissy's story. Hey, I'm Blake and this is your Tailgate Talk. So, Sissy, like I said, we know her mom was a Great Pyrenees. So she's going to be a big girl. And, but we don't know who the daddy dog is. And so knowing that she's part Great Pyrenees tells us a lot about her. But there's that whole other half of her DNA that we had no clue about. Well, one day, there was an unknown dog wandering through the yard, and Sissy was hanging out with him. Well, I looked. At first, I thought it was Sissy when I first saw him because it looked so much like her. And so then I saw her walking behind him, and I snapped a picture. And I think, I'm pretty sure we have discovered her father. You can see by the picture there is a strong, undeniable resemblance. They even walk the same. Tail stands up. There was so much about them that was the same. It's got me to thinking today. You know, in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, Paul encourages us to imitate Christ. To walk in a way that the world can see a resemblance in us and our Father. You know, it is a regular occurrence. We live in Conway County, which is the county where my dad, mom and dad both grew up. And so I all the time am running into people that have known my dad, some of them for most of their lives. And it's not a rare thing at all for someone to look at me and say, "Are you Buddy Martin's son?" Sure I am. How did you know? Well, you look just like him. There's a resemblance. I can't deny who my dad is. The resemblance is too strong. Listen, the world, if you're a follower of Jesus, the world should look at you, should watch you. Doesn't mean that we're perfect. It means that even in our failures, we model what it means to repent. That the world can look at us and see a resemblance of who we belong to. The world could look at us and see a resemblance of our Father. Why? Because that's how DNA works. And Scripture would tell us that as followers of Jesus, this is a blood relationship now. So we ought to resemble Him. Can I encourage you today, if you've never given much thought to that as a follower of Jesus, maybe sit for a little bit and ask yourself, am I mimicking Jesus? Am I patterning my life after the way He lived? If you're not a follower of Jesus, here's some good news for you today. God loves you, and He sent His Son Jesus to the cross to die for you, to forgive your sin. And by putting your faith and trust in Him, asking Him to forgive that sin and be your Savior, you can be a part of the family of God. If you want to know more about what it means to follow Jesus, check out that link that was on the screen in this video, and we would love to talk to you more about what that means. Hey, I'm so glad you joined me today. I love you. I pray that you have a great week, and until next week, we'll see you next time. This has been your Tailgate Talk.